Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You at WCWP.org Senior Talk Radio. We're returning to Talk of the Town with the fabulous, the one, the only, Christina Liu. And also, really, I have to say, the fabulous, the one and only, Otto Lopes.
And the fabulous Rebecca Miller. Thank you for
of course. Well, hey, I mean, I was waiting for that, Christina. We were talking about not home design, but like how people are kind of where they're working from in their working situations a little bit. I was saying, you know, a lot of these, you know, people that are even on the news are like, they're getting like, I don't know if they're calling it like news bombed from their family members. You know, their little kids are walking in with their little toy lawnmowers and, you know, another one climbs on the dog, the cat. You know, I mean, I think it's great. I think that kind of like humanizes so many people that you never would have, you know, like the most straight laced, you know, people sitting there and then little girl walks in, you know, like playing with her hair or something like that. But what I was saying. I thought it'd be cute if Bunny walked in.
I'll bet you that probably at least half of the people who are working home do not have a good setup to work home, that they're working on their couch or their kitchen table. And they maybe have two or three kids running around with two dogs or whatever. And, you know, the bottom line is most homes, when people buy a house, they don't think about this is going to be my office also, you know. And I believe over the long haul, it'll be a problem because you can't keep functioning like that. It's okay as a Band-Aid and temporarily, but unless people are willing to build an extension on your home so you have an office, I don't think it can keep going. But I do know from one granddaughter actually down in North Carolina that their boss has decided that this is so good that they cut down on the office space already that they have because they're going to have the people working out of their home. So it's less expensive, but I don't think it's as effective in the long haul. And people's homes just not set up for it, a lot of them.
No, and we touched upon this, I think it was last week, I don't even remember, all the weeks kind of blend into another, but, you know, we were having this conversation, Otto, because it's, you know, working from home, it's great that some people, especially during this time, that you were able to do it and still kind of have product, as we had said, Project Independence, still was able to deliver services this way. It was great. But I also think on the flip side, you know, me and I were talking, when you're in an office, you know, there's more, you know, first of all, obviously there's the social and the connecting aspect of things. And it's the impromptu, like, ideas that can come out of things. You know, the problem is with the current thing, you know, it's like you have all these scheduled Zoom calls and it's, you know, but so you're losing that kind of, oh, you know, we were just, you know, by the water cooler and, you know, just chatting. And then all of a sudden, you know, ideas, because I mean, how often Beck can certainly know one of us would be in each other's office and, you know, just talking and be like, oh, that's great. You know, so you kind of have this exchange of ideas that's very difficult to do when you have like everything scheduled on like a Zoom call or something, you know, right now. So,
yeah, certainly. I mean, it's a lot of people are, you know, have been doing remote work way before the pandemic too. And, you know, you know, it's good for some people. Yeah. It definitely is. But like Christina was saying, you know, nothing beats having somebody right there. And, you know, we're all an email away from each other at home. But I'm like, I'm at my dining room table. I am next to my kitchen and I have to walk through my kitchen every time I go anywhere. So, I mean, that's for me, that's been, you know, cause yeah, I have like, even though most of the stuff I have are, healthy. I've decided only to put like fruit on my counter. So if I pick, I'm taking a grape instead of like a dark chocolate kiss, which I no longer have in my house, by the way. And like kind of what you're saying is this morning, I'm getting ready to, you know, host the show and, you know, setting everything up and oh, look out. And then I have my skylights open because it's so beautiful out. And then I'm looking out my window and across the street, I see three huge trucks that cut trees down, pull up in front of my neighbor's house. Three huge. So the entire time we've been recording the show, I don't know if you can hear, they're putting the tree in that thing that breaks it up and turns it into mulch. And it just constantly. So, you know, you can't really,
when you work from home, you know what I mean? Like,
right, you work from home.
I'll hear stomping upstairs because, you know, I'm the tube, and I'll hear like, you know, the dog upstairs. It's like, just like, you know, I'm like, you can't control these things, you know? So
yeah,
it is kind of just the situation.
You know, you mentioned outside with the truck and whatnot, makes me think about outdoor dining is now available in the town.
Yes.
Have either of you had experience with outdoor dining?
I did do that. I wasn't in the town of North Hempstead, but as we had talked about the weeks building up to this, was the need I needed to get out of my kitchen and go eat somewhere that was like not my house. So that was very exciting. And I'm just very impressed. You know, we were talking last week about different kind of small initiatives local businesses were taking, you know, to, and now the fact that outdoor dining is open is super great.
Yeah.
I went out east. I went to Montauk with my husband. We just drove out there because we were both just craving a lobster roll. We knew it would help our mental health so much. And it
It
was absolutely incredible. I was like, I don't know if it's always this good or if I'm just so excited.
No, that's been documented in many health, you know, mental health.
You know, we did that and then we went. Later on, we went to dinner at one of our favorite local spots out there, you know, and I was very impressed with the system of things, you know, and obviously it's a little weird, you know, because it's odd, you know, with the whole mask situation, you know, so when you walk in, you have to wear the mask. If you're going to the bathroom, you know, you put the mask on, but you know, if you're actually at your table, you don't need the mask. So, you know, it's just kind of getting used to that kind of situation, but I like real learned. I said, listen, I will do anything at this point to just go out to dinner.
You know what though? We're fortunate. The weather has been excellent. All right.
Yes.
Suppose, I was thinking the same thing.
Look at the positives. All right. If the weather during this whole thing, actually, the weather has been not a negative.
It's been you're so right.
Very positive.
Yeah.
And you're able to go out you know, today, 75 degrees, sunny, beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can go outside to eat, but
and these things are,
suppose it was raining.
Yeah, well, a lot of restaurants, which I noticed too, are putting like you know, like those tented kind of canopy things that would be at like a backyard party or a wedding or something. So I'm always impressed with like how people, and I find the businesses that are trying to think outside the box and figure these things out are even more impressive to me, because it shows like the effort that they're really trying to do. Because I couldn't imagine owning a restaurant or a small business during this whole time. But, you know, and going to the beach, you know, I went to the beach, which was very exciting. I went to Nickerson Beach on Saturday, and that whole system, I actually preferred it, because there's nothing I hate more when everyone's on top of each other. I like my space at the beach. I really don't want like anyone in my vicinity, and I come like I'm gonna move in. I mean, there's so many things that I'm like schlepping onto the beach, but it was really everyone. It was spaced out so well. You know, to walk, you have to have the mask on to it, but once you're sitting there, and it was just so lovely, you know, to do. And then we went to get more food after that. So I just, you know, it was quite the eventful weekend that I have not had in since March. So it was really
wow, nice.
And now the North Hempstead, you know, which is really cool, you know. Unfortunately, a lot of restaurants or might be on a street where they don't really have the ability to put outdoor seating, you know, so I always think about that's difficult for a lot of places too. Like if you don't have that space, it's kind of a hard thing. So what North Hempstead's doing is they are going to open up the parks, local parks. So this way you're able to take out food and sit at these tables. They'll set up tables and chairs, which I thought was really, really cool. Because a lot of local restaurants are near different parks, which is exciting. So they're working on doing that. And the different proposed locations would be the Town Dock at Port Washington, Mary Jane Davies Green in Manhasset, Blumenfeld Family Park in Port Washington, Martin Bunky Reed Park in Westbury, and Clark Botanic Garden in Albertson.
You know what I heard too about with the parks is that I'm not sure when it's starting, but you may want to call 311. They're opening the parks up much earlier, so if seniors want to go in, in the morning.
Well, that's what I heard, and they were saying possibly they're going to start opening pools. You know, so this is, I mean, and this is what's exciting about this is a lot of things that weren't supposed to necessarily be in these phases, you know, because you're erring on the side of safety, obviously. But what's great, hopefully maintains, you know, is that because things have been doing so well and this steady pace
in New York.
Yeah. So it's, I'm all for it. I hope we keep on doing that, because I think it's, and I know, especially, you know, with the pools, I mean, that's such a summer activity, you know, for, especially if you got young kids or if you have older kids and you want to just like send them off to like the pool or something, you know, to have that as an option. I know in my area, everyone, they were filling up all the local pools, you know, just so they're ready to go when they go ahead. So
I think they mentioned like around July 8th for the pools, but you know, the parks, I don't know about the pools, but the parks are definitely going to be open up a lot earlier
in the day. The playgrounds were opening. I saw on the news that they were opening playgrounds and certain little sports for certain kids. You know, so there's obviously different guidelines, and it's not a blanket statement, you know, for everyone.
Right, right.
I do believe TJ Maxx's may or may not be open. So that's like some hot topic I need to kind of figure out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook that I think on Monday, a majority of TJ Maxx's and Marshall's at Home Goods were opening. So
well, parks, I mean, parks are open now in North Hempstead, but I notice I walked through parks. I'm a park creature, you know. the dog park in Tully is not open, but I was at Christopher Morley, which is a Nassau County park, and that dog park was open.
I have to tell my brother, because he was saying,
you know, if people have dogs and they want to go to a park, that one's open.
Oh, I'm going to share that with my brother. Thank you, Otto, because he said he felt like his dog was feeling the effects of quarantine, because he was saying he was becoming a little bratty, you know, in quarantine, because he was a little too indulged. And James felt like he needed to really get out there and, you know, mingle with other dogs, you know, so all he gets to see them is on our walks now. So that's good. That's a good piece of information, Otto. Thank you for that. So
I'm seeing all these funny memes from like the dog's perspective. Like, you know, you finally realize how great it is to be home with me all day. Or like, you know, I'm so glad you realized how lonely I was, you know, and it's like these poor dogs, what they're going to do. But we actually have to go to a break. This is Project Independence and you. We're at Talk of the Town, and we will be right back.